Plutonium, a Permanent Problem at Rocky Flats, is the name of a forum that's happening this coming Thursday evening at Naropa University in Boulder. One of the presenters will be Dr. Michael Ketterer, who's with the Chemistry Department at Metro State University in Denver. He joins us now from our Denver studio. Good morning, Dr. Ketterer.
Good morning, Maeve.
Well, what are the main points of concern about ongoing management of plutonium at the Rocky Flats site?
Well, I think foremost is we have to recognize that this is a permanent problem. Plutonium consists of several isotopes, some of which have very, very long half-lives. We know of plutonium-239 with a half-life of 24,000 years. And if you take 10 of those half-lives, which will leave you with 0.1% remaining, you're talking a quarter of a million years. So people say that plutonium is a 250,000 year problem. Excuse me, and indeed it is. We have to keep that in mind when we are dealing with this. That this is going to be with us in human terms forever.
Well, given that length of time that you're outlining there, it could very likely be present, you know, even long after humans are gone. I mean, if we look at how much amnesia we're already seeing around Rocky Flats, whether it's officials, you know, official agencies saying that there's no plutonium there, social and cultural amnesia we're seeing because so many people are moving to the area, maybe not even aware of Rocky Flats. And this is just a quarter century after the closure of the plant. How do you therefore manage a site such as that?
Well, I think, first of all, I'd like to say that it's really a very good idea that they did do a removal action and take the buildings down and clean up the worst of the contamination on the surface. That's far better than the situation of having those buildings and extreme contamination remaining. But I think we have to say that the cleanup is nowhere near complete. There's still a lot of contaminated soils there, and there's still a lot of subsurface contamination that, as I say, will be with us permanently. And we have to address that, and I think that in the future we have to be constantly challenging the assumptions that that are made or told, or the opinions that are told to us. We have to be constantly challenging them and thinking about what are the long term issues of this facility. We need to be thinking about those things.
Well, you mentioned there plutonium being present in the soil and the subsoil. Those aren't stagnant things. I mean, those are things that move. If you look at animals, if you look at the environment, wind, floods that we've had. I mean, where exactly is the plutonium in that area, and what are the concerns about how it might move?
Well, I think that most of the plutonium is contained in soils, either as a material that's adsorbed to the surface of soil minerals, or in some cases it's present as discrete particles of plutonium, either the metal or the oxide, and those are called hot particles because they have extremely high radioactivity, being nearly pure plutonium. Those kinds of particles are present in the soil, and of course, as you mentioned, Maeve, the soil does move around. It's subject to redistribution from wind and water, and soil erosion is a very active process. It's in an arid, semi-arid landscape like Rocky Flats. The action of wind, Chinook winds, and the action of prairie dogs, other rodents that dig up and burrow in the soil, lots of processes, surface flooding and so on, can redistribute the soil. It's well known that soil is, as you say, active. It's not a stationary thing at all. So if the soil moves, the plutonium will move with it.
I know that you've worked in other areas in the country, not just, you know, looking at what's happening at Rocky Flats. Are there any other comparable areas that we could look to say, OK, that's how we could really, or that's how we should rather, manage this site? Or is Rocky Flats rather unique?
Well, I think Rocky Flats is fairly unique in the United States. I think in the former Soviet Union, there's other similar facilities that have long-term management problems like Rocky Flats. But in the U.S., it's fairly unique. But I think that we're really in our infancy as a society and so forth in our understanding of what to do with this stuff in the long-term sense. You know, as I said before, it's really a good thing that the most immediate threat was removed, having the extreme contaminated soils in the Superfund site area and the buildings. That's been dealt with. But we have a long ways to go in terms of reducing the threat to humans, not only in today, but in decades to come and in millennia to come.
And how do we keep this in public consciousness? As I said earlier on, this is an area where people are moving in constantly. There are people who are moving to this area who have no idea that there was a former nuclear weapons plant there and that this level of contamination is there. How do we keep this in public consciousness so we can continue to keep asking those questions?
Well, you know, I'm a scientist, a chemist, and not really a specialist in public relations. But it would seem to me, Maeve, that what you'd want to do is just keep educating the public about what the facility was, what the contamination was all about, what some of the collateral damage was from the facility, and just keep that in the public eye to the extent possible. So I think that campaigns, grassroots campaigns at the citizens, neighborhoods, community, municipality level are essential. You know, I think that it's really up to the local citizens and the local communities to keep this issue in the and the citizens in to keep this issue in the public light. Otherwise, I think our institutional memory is pretty short as humans.
Dr. Michael Ketterer is one of the presenters at a forum on plutonium at Rocky Flats, which is happening this Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. It's at the Events Center at Naropa University on Arapahoe Avenue in Boulder. And we have more information at our website, kgnu.org. Dr. Ketterer, thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.